Mesechtes Peah, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Kama sheyesh bas asayim ushacha ena shicha. Over here, the Mishnah is talking about shicha regarding standing grain, that if there's a patch of field of standing grain that you leave behind, you forget in the harvest, and you continue harvesting the rest of the field, that could be shicha. But if it has the volume of a sasayim, of two saw, then it's not considered shicha. And it's just like what we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, that bundles that have such a volume of two saw are not shicha. The same thing applies to standing grain that otherwise would be shicha if you left it behind. But when it has the same volume of two saw, then it's not shicha. The Mishnah continues, Ein bas sasayim, if it doesn't actually have two full saw, if you would measure the weight, the volume of the grain there, aval hi ru'uya lasei sasayim, but the area of the land was ra'i, was fitting to produce two full saw of produce, but the produce was of poor quality, and it was very skinny and scrawny, and the grains are not so big, and so in this large area, which should have produced two saw, the reality is it's a smaller amount. So the Mishnah says something very interesting. Afil hi shel tefach, even if the grain is so skinny and scrawny, and it's comparable to that of tefach. Tefach, the Rav says, is a min kitnius. It's a certain type of bean that was very scrawny and skinny and a very small, a bean-like plant. Even if the grain, the barley, was so scrawny that it resembled this small scrawny plant, so it was a very poor quality, still, Rayan Isaw, we see it, ki'ilu hiya anava shalsarin, as if it's a full-sized barley kernel, and we look at the potential, that this barley, potentially, if it would be full-sized, how much volume would it have taken up? If it would take up two saw, then it's not going to be shicha, even though right now it's smaller and it's scrawny, if potentially it's the size that would have produced two saw, then it's not shicha. Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches discusses the halacha that we mentioned in the previous parak, parak Hey Mishnah Beis, that if stalks that are left behind that are shicha, but they're close enough to be harvested together with the stalks that you have not yet harvested, you can stretch the shicha standing stalks to the stalks that you didn't yet harvest and bring them together and harvest it together, then it saves the shicha stalks from being shicha, and then the owner can go and collect even the stalks that he left behind. So the Mishnah discusses this concept. Hakama, standing stalks of unharvested grain, matzelas, can save, esa aimer, a bundle that was left behind, vesakama, and also stalks that were left behind. And this is because if he's able to reach from the standing stalks that he didn't harvest yet and reach them, stretch them close enough to the bundle, they can come in contact with the forgotten bundle or other forgotten stalks that were left behind. So then it saves them that the owner can then take them all home with him. The Mishnah continues, Ha'aymer, a forgotten bundle, a non-forgotten bundle, ene matzel, loyasa aimer, loyasa kama. A non-forgotten bundle will not save another forgotten bundle or forgotten unharvested stocks. Even if there's a non-forgotten bundle in the near vicinity, it won't save these other things. Only standing stocks have the ability to do that. The Mishnah continues, ezihi kama shi matzel sasa aimer. What's the shear, the amount of standing stocks that you need of unforgotten harvest to be able to save a bundle? Kol she'ein shicha afilu kelachachad. Any amount of standing grain that's not shicha, that wasn't forgotten, that he still hasn't yet harvested and he didn't forget it, afilu kelachachad, even if it's only one stock, that's enough to save a forgotten bundle or other stocks that he forgot buying. Even one stock left to be harvested can save the others from being chicha.